from the 80s to now. If it's Aussie, it's here. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
Oh, g'day, this is Blake Williams. This is The Scene podcast, a show made for Mix 94.5 in Subiaco every Thursday. It's all about Australian music, and thank you for listening to this or downloading, streaming, whatever you're doing. You can subscribe and get the brand new episode delivered right to you at 9 o'clock every single Thursday night. Tonight we're chatting to Ella Hooper from Killing Heidi. They're starting a national tour, the first in a decade, right here in Perth. Plus, we're chatting to the person that is supporting them at that gig, Fremantle artist Ellie Showen, and we're going to get Perth band The Murphy Brothers into the studio for a live acoustic version of a Beatles track as they celebrate 50 years of the Sgt. Pepper's album. It is a massive show. Enjoy the podcast, episode number 182 of The Scene, Mix 94.5.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music, this is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Tomorrow, Killing Heidi are playing at the Astor Theatre. Supporting them is Fremantle artist Ellie Showen. Great songwriter in her own right, joining me in the studio tonight. G'day, Ellie.
Hello, Blake.
Good to see you again. You have been busy. I was looked on your Facebook page kind of seeing what's been going on around the place, and you were back in Perth. You've only got back a day and a half ago or so from a whole bunch of dates over the other side of the country. Where did you go?
First of all, went to Sydney and to Newtown, played at the Marley Bar, somewhere that I've never been, so that was always fun. And it was actually quite a good turnout. We had like a lot of people just walking through. It's free, so, you know, just captured a few unexpected fans, I think, which is always good.
Is that one of the fun things about going on tour, the fact you get to explore the country in a really interesting way?
Yeah, definitely. I wish we had a bit more time, but I love to not be in my normal everyday life.
Okay.
So I do like escaping a little bit. I think I'd get a little bit lonely if I did it on my own. But having the band, I've got a five-piece band. And
nice.
We all just like, we all get along really well at the moment. And it was a lot of fun in that way. Big family.
A family for the road.
Your family, yeah. Road family.
Yeah. Ellie Showen on The Scene tonight at Mix 94.5. We played a little bit of the track Gold Mess, which is available right now. That's the title track from the brand new EP. And we'll talk about what is happening next Monday for the WA Day long weekend. But this Friday, you're supporting Killing Heidi. In fact, Ella Hooper is on the show later tonight from Killing Heidi. That's this Friday at the Astor. The support gigs that you end up doing, do you find that they're a great place to kind of find new fans?
Yeah, it's a great place for networking as well, I think.
Right.
You know, you get to hang out with artists that you've looked up to, I guess, and listened to. And so you get to meet them and realize that they're all human. And you get, there's been a few artists that I've played with that I'm just like, wow.
I read in an interview that there was a bit of love from the US when it came to this track.
Yes.
How do you ascertain that? Where does that information kind of come from?
It's actually this, well, the information we got was from Spotify. So it basically has this, inbuilt system where it can show you where your song's getting streamed the most. The first was like Manhattan and then kind of goes down. It was all America.
Really?
Which is really bizarre.
And so would you like to go to the US and try it out?
I haven't been to the US yet myself. So it's somewhere that I want to go in general. Maybe finding a producer over there or just even going over there to do a few shows or I don't know yet. It's all a little bit
exciting. Though. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Completely. That is the word for it. We're going to play a track, Gold Mess, from the EP in just a moment. But on Monday, you are playing for the WA Day long weekend. State of the Art Music Festival. This is happening where? Elizabeth Quay, I believe.
Yes, Elizabeth Quay.
You're down at 12:30 in the afternoon?
Yep. Hopefully there'll be some sunshine.
Hopefully it'll be different to every other year and there'll be sunshine. You're on at 12:30 on the main stage at Elizabeth Quay. This is an absolutely free event and it really highlights, you know, great Western Australian talent. Heaps of other artists down there as well. Carnival Draft, Bob Evans, Gyroscope. So if you've got the day off and it is a Monday, it is a long weekend public holiday, hopefully you've got some time, head on down and enjoy this. But let's do Gold Mess from Ellie Showen on The Scene tonight. And I love what you do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hopefully you've got a few days to kind of, you know, depressurize from tour and relax.
Recover.
A little bit. House of Cards is now available, the new season, so you can chill out.
Yeah, got to catch up on MasterChef.
That's right. That's so true. Ellie Showen on The Scene tonight, MX 94.5. Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Alex Lloyd.
Hey, this is Adam from Birds of Tokyo.
Hey, this is Pete Murray on The Scene at Mix 94.5.
teenage power pop at its best, Killing Heidi, of course, and Ella Hooper on the line. G'day, Ella.
Hey, how you going?
Very good. So it's all happening. 20 years since the band started, which is incredible. And the first tour in a decade or so, and you're starting right here in Perth tomorrow night at the Astor Theatre before making your way around the country. I'm imagining there's just a lot of excitement in the Killing Heidi camp at the moment, right?
There totally is. We're very, very excited. And we couldn't think of a better place to start than Perth. You know, you may as well go to the most beautiful, slightly exotic, faraway location to begin things right.
That is how you win friends in WA as well. How's it all going? How's rehearsals and are you feeling good?
We feel great. We really, really, we're sort of riding on this energy that is a very excited, appreciative energy. We did a few little warm-up shows and they went down so amazingly that we just know the tour is going to be beyond that. And we've got an amazing band behind us and we've even pulled out a few album tracks off Reflector just in the last week just to go, let's add in some more songs.
Cool.
And yeah, we're just so amped.
Nice. It's funny. I saw you guys maybe end of last year or some point last year here in the Swan Valley in Western Australia. You guys did a smaller kind of gig. A lot of people around me were watching you guys going, my God, this sound, like the band sounded so incredible. And I think if that's a taste of anything that's going to come tomorrow night at the Astor, we're in for a massive show, I would imagine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, that would have been one of the very first warm-up shows we did. And we were also blown away by the sound, by how much it sort of still works and it still rocks along, and it certainly isn't one of those 20-year reunion tour, we're going to stand here and just do the acoustic version. It's full of energy and it's full of colour and packs a punch, so I definitely have to go and lie down and drink water afterwards.
You're pretty spent. You mentioned the 20-year thing, which is incredible. I had to almost double check that to see if that was right, because it does not seem 20 years.
It sounds like a lie.
It does, right? It sounds ridiculous, but you're up there in many ways playing songs that you wrote at a very different time of your life. How do you kind of reconnect with those tracks you wrote as a teenager?
For a while there, I didn't really connect with them when I was sort of in my late 20s or whatever. I was just like, it's not me anymore. It's not my voice. It's not how I would say it. Now that I've had a bit more time, I really love them all again, and I really can connect with the energy of them and what they're about. So it was a bit like riding a bike this time. I just got straight into it and found it quite easy to access my teen angst.
It is all about teen angst. It is tomorrow night. It's the national tour. It's going to be incredible. What can we expect? I'm thinking, big sound, big production, a lot of fun, right?
Beautiful lights. There's violin, for God's sake. We've got drums, bass, guitar, keyboards, synthesizers, a beautiful violin solo from our bassist.
Nice.
Backing vocals as well is something that Killing Heidi didn't actually have the first time around. To be honest, we sound better than we did back then.
Well, you guys sounded awesome then, so I can only imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow night. If you like those tickets, give me a call, 13 33 53. I'll let you go. You've only got 3% battery. And I know.
We also have some amazing merchandise. I don't know if there are any Heidi fans out there, but we finally have Reflector CDs and vinyl.
Awesome.
Vinyl, and we have two really cute T-shirts.
So, and you can buy them tomorrow at the gig, I'd imagine?
You can.
Lovely. It is tomorrow night at the Astor Theatre. And Ella Hooper, thank you so much again. I love what you guys do. And all the best for what is, I'm sure, going to be just a really exciting and reminiscent kind of tour.
Well, we better see you there.
I'll be there.
Okay, see you soon.
Mix means variety. The scene means Aussie.
Mix 94.5.
We're going to segue slightly from Australian music, because something massive is happening today around the world. It is 50 years ago that one of the biggest albums of all time was released. It was The Summer of Love. And it gave us one of the most revered, most studied, and ultimately, I guess, one of the most played albums of all time, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band. And it comes to life tomorrow night at Badlands by the Murphy Brothers and some friends in the studio tonight, Mr. Chris Murphy. G'day, mate.
G'day, buddy. How are you?
Very good. Good to see you. And John Clements as well. Clem, welcome, my man.
Thank you very much for having us, mate.
I'm a Beatles fan. I love Beatles. I know you guys are just crazy about Beatles. What is it about this album that makes you kind of go, this, we have to put this on 50 years after?
It's just become part of our childhoods. It's who we are as musicians. It's shaped the way that we've played. It's shaped the way that we've written music.
If you're a Beatles fan, and if you take that to another level, become a Beatles fanatic.
Yeah.
that's when you start to, which we all are. So Sgt. Pepper is kind of the Bible of all great rock albums.
Yeah.
It was that good at the time and still stands up.
And so is it about the songwriting? I mean, you've got songs in there that have stood the test of time, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, you know, those kind of big tracks.
Yeah.
Is it the songwriting? Is it the production? Is it a combination of when it came out socially?
You know, it's probably a factor of all those things, but certainly for me as a musician, it's probably the first studio album. Crafted in the studio over 6 months. It set the benchmark of...
But they broke all rules. There was a rule, well, you can't put cellos with Indian instruments. They go, we're going to. They're all tuned differently and they play in different time signatures, but...
So on that, does it create quite a problem if you've got Indian melodies going?
Nah, totally fine.
How do you do this
it's
live?
It's been a dream. I think we got like through half the rehearsals before somebody clicked and went, oh, they stopped touring to create this album. It was never supposed to be played live. We've actually managed to track down some of the multi-tracks, so there's going to be stuff that you're going to hear that's actually from the album. That you just can't replicate.
But we felt a certain legitimacy in that as well, because McCartney is obviously still playing around the world every second week.
Mm.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
So you go, the keyboard player is playing a sample off, you know, this for that, and then they're doing this, and you go, oh, that's how he's doing it.
And you feel much better knowing that if he's doing it, you can.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of that. It's kind of like, well, that's what they're doing now, so we should be able to do that. The last couple of rehearsals have actually been on the brink of being enjoyable.
You know, nearly had fun. You guys.
It was like, oh my God, we're actually doing this.
Good. You're pumping this gig up. You're pumping it up a lot. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow now. Well. It is tomorrow night at Badlands. Kicks off at 7 o'clock. Tickets through OzTix. Details on our Facebook page. It is the Murphy Brothers, with a little help from their friends, taking on 50 years old today in the UK and tomorrow in the US. I'm pretty sure the 2nd and the 1st of June.
Yes.
Those release dates. The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Thanks again and good luck tomorrow night. Sounds like a hoot.
Thanks, mate.